So the Paschal candle and the small candle symbolizes this, that you're called to be the light to the child. That means to give the light of faith by good example. And I would suggest three things, is that, okay, the baby can already cry, okay, but you have to teach the baby how to pray. You know, obviously the baby can't pray now, but as soon as possible. A few months ago, I traveled to Florida to be with my parents. And my parents also have great-grandchildren. And my father passed away in October, but I was there about 8 months ago before my father passed away. And one of their great-grandchildren came in. They have 38 grandchildren, and now they're starting to get the great-grandchildren. So it's a pretty big family, no? And one of them was 2 years old, and he could pray the Creed and pray the Rosary at 2 years old.
Wow.
In a week, he turned three, but still. You know, where does that come from? You're going to probably say, because there's a priest in the family, right? Well, maybe partially. But it comes from who? The parents. The parents saw that that little boy was pretty intelligent, but also they taught him to say the Creed, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be. Did he understand all the mysteries of the Rosary? I don't think so. But he was able to memorize the Our Father, Hail Mary, the Glory Be, and the Creed. Probably the teenagers here don't even know the Creed yet, no? So what I'm highlighting is that you have to teach your children the faith. Okay, sometimes they think it's the obligation of the priest. Okay, wait, we teach you, but I'm not with the kids 24/7. So your primary obligation is to bring your children to heaven. And one of the most powerful ways is by prayer. St. Augustine, any people like to read, the greatest book outside the Bible is the Confessions of St. Augustine. Okay? Then the City of God, then De Trinitate. St. Augustine's a great thinker and a great writer. He said this, he who prays well, lives well. He who lives well, dies well. He who dies well, all is well. Amen? Did you hear that? He who prays well, lives well. He who lives well, dies well. He who dies well, all is well. I love that. It would sound even better in Latin if you know Latin, okay? But there's a poetic rhythm to that. He who prays well, lives well. He lives well, dies well. He dies well, all is well. Right, Helen? Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
So do I. That's why I told you, okay? So that's just one idea. You have to teach your children to pray. You have to pray for them and pray with them. Did you get that? Three different prepositions there, huh? Teach them to pray. Pray with them when they get older, and pray for them. If you do that, you're on the highway to heaven. Right, Abuelita? Or Bisabuelita? Okay. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, amen.